With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. It doesn't take you much involvement with a farm bill politically to realize that once one is passed, we are already working on the next one. That said, with the pandemic and world's dynamics, it does seem like that farm bill has maybe taken a little bit of a back seat. That said, we do have another one slated for 2023. Reese Langley is the Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council.
The current farm bill we're working under now does not expire until the end of 2023. Some of the initial work began in the last few weeks with the House Agriculture Committee holding a series of hearings. The committee heard from most of the major commodity organizations, including the National Cotton Council, where we had one of our growers from Georgia testify, Jacqueline Ford, who's a cotton farmer in Jenner. And the discussion during that committee between the organizations that were presenting, as well as the members on the committee, really focused around the current economic environment that producers are facing and whether the current Farm Bill safety net is really designed and capable to respond as necessary to that type of environment.
Politically, midterm elections to be held later this year could mean new faces for those committees and potential shuffling of leadership within them. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.